I've got something that I think is going to be pretty short, but it's something that was a part of my life that when God spoke these words to me, it began the real changing of my life. And also, Father Bob, would you pray for the word today? Amen. A part of this is a little testimony of my life. I had this about a 12-year period of my life where I was so frustrated, and I thought I was frustrated with God, and so I got angry at God. You know, when people frustrate me, I tend to get angry with them. So I got really angry with God, and it took a long time before God kind of got me to the place where I realized, no, I was frustrated with me, and I was angry with me. And so God had to bring me to a place of total brokenness and all before he could really begin to restore, you know, me to the person that he wants me to be. And he's still working on that process. And so my frustration with me was that I was so imperfect, you know, and that I was, you know, I just wasn't living up to my standard. You know, and it's taken a long time for me to realize that God doesn't want me to live up to my standard. Because if I lived up to my standard, I would probably have even worse problems called pride and arrogance and all. See, some of us, God allows us to be humbled by our own actions. And I'm kind of one of those guys and all. So God brought me to this place where I was so desperate for Him and for Him in my life, because I realized that I was a complete, total failure in every way imaginable and possible from my own imagination. And that the only hope that I actually had, the only hope, was if He intervened somehow miraculously and changed me miraculously. And I had, you know, yelled at God about that very subject, about changing me for many, many years, you know, because, I mean, I just wanted to be perfect, you know. I wanted to be a saint. I wanted to be somebody that everybody, oh, look at that guy. He's such a saint, you know. Look at that guy. He loves God so much and all. And I was the guy that I don't know what people really saw when they saw me, but I was the guy that looked in the mirror and knew that I was not a saint, that I did not love God the way I should love God, and on and on and on. So finally, when I got to that place, it was a long uphill battle for me, not with God, but with me, to come to the place where I realized that God just loves me the way I am, very simply. And matter of fact, you know, if He, you know, and see, here's the deal, is that God doesn't want us to sin. He doesn't want us to live in any sin or live in any kind of anxiety or any of that kind of stuff. But He lets us do all those things so that we can see His redemption and His glory played out in our lives. And so I was at work one day, and I did everything but punch people. I just so blew it. I mean, I talked ugly to my work guys I was working with. And, I mean, I was just, you know, and I should have just probably went ahead and punched somebody. It'd probably been less damage done, kind of thing. And so after work, I went to a Christian bookstore that a friend of mine owned at the time, and I was in the bookstore, and I was just, you know, I was so beating myself up, and the devil was helping out, you know, providing with instruments to beat with. And I mean, I was just like, I was kind of going back down that road. Okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to give up and all that. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And now, you know, I'm not one of those persons that I hear God speaking to me all the time. So when I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, I do try to shut up and try to listen to that, because I'm grateful to hear the voice of God at any time. And at that point in my life, I was so grateful to hear the voice of God. And so the Lord quoted or asked me about this scripture here, and it says, and this is from John 15, This is just stuck in the middle of a bunch of stuff. With Jesus talking to his disciples, you know. This isn't, he's talking to them, this is my commandment that you love one another just as I've loved you. And he goes through this. And then he makes this incredible statement to them because he's saying all of that, but just remember this. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Think about that. No matter where you're at, no matter what you've done, God has chosen you. See, in our evangelical Christianity, we're brought up to make a choice for God. And we have this false idea in our head that we're making all this decision about choosing God. Well, think about that a minute. That's pretty arrogant to think that you would have a choice about God. Now, you can choose to obey him, and you can choose to believe him. You can choose to love him. But he is who he is, whether you like it or not. He is God. And every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess. So about God himself, there's really not a choice here. He is. He, in his words, he is the I am. So I've got great news for you, but I've also got bad news for you. He chose you. Now that is, for me, that was great news when he spoke those words to me. Because what he was telling me is that I chose you, you know. And so at that time, I was not much into computers, and I still am not. So I did what I call my Rolodex file in my head, you know, through going, okay, it's there somewhere, I know it. And that's where it's at. And then he asked me this other question. He said, do you know when I chose you? You know, back through the old day. Of course I know. The foundations of the world. In the beginning. Before. There was even time. He chose me. And so I said, okay. And he said, and you know what? I knew when I chose you, I knew all about today. I knew every detail of today. I knew that you was going to totally fail in this. You know, Bishop has said, told us many times that we're the failure that God always knew we was going to be. You know? But see, this is the deal that he knew from the beginning. And that's what he spoke to me that day, is that I knew in the very beginning, in the beginning of eternity, I knew this day. I knew you in this day. I knew everything you was going to do this day. And I still chose you. And you didn't choose me. So now here's the bad news for you. He chose you. And he made this promise to you that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And as someone who's turned away from God for a period of time in their life, I testify to this truth. And so, that's the bad news, is that you can never escape him. No matter if you want to, no matter how hard you try to, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be always there calling to you. He'll bother you and drive you completely nuts over his love for you. You know, see, that was the most amazing thing to me. When I tried to walk as a Christian, I walked in guilt, condemnation, self looking at all my stuff all the time and being all tore up and mad with myself and feeling so guilty and everything like that. And then when I went on this rebellious thing with God, where I told God, I don't want anything else to do with you. I'm done with you. You didn't change me. I'm a total wreck. I'm a total failure. I don't want you in my life. Please leave me alone and all that. I never heard one word of condemnation from God. All I ever heard from him was, I love you. That was it. I love you. And he would love me and drive me totally crazy. Because I didn't want him to love me because I was so messed up. But see, he does. And it's in our love in him, and this is what I had to come to terms with. I cannot change me or you. No matter what I do, how many hoops I jump through, how many verses or chapters or books or whatever I read a day, or how long I pray a day, or any of that kind of stuff, it's not what changes me. It's his love for me. And when I sit in his love, beholding his face, being in his presence, allowing his love, and as Father Craig said, for his grace just continually wash over me as waves in the ocean, just constantly pounding away with love and love and grace, love and grace, love and grace, that I get up and I realize that there's something's changed because he did that change. Today, as we was getting ready for all this, and I was just thinking and saying, God, say something that means something to somebody. I was thinking that, you know, the title of our conference, part of our title is, It Is Finished. Because Christ said those words, it is finished, from the cross. But I will tell you this. Not only did he finish, but he started. He's not only the finisher, but he's the starter. He started it all. He was the Word that was with God. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.